A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
There was a lot of activity around the city yesterday as Cork Pride 2021 kicked off. But unfortunately, reporting this morning that there was an act of vandalism on an art piece to mark the start of the celebrations. And joining me now is Sonia Matthews to discuss this. Good morning, Sonia.
Good morning, Fiona. Thanks for having me on.
Sonia, what happened?
Well, we have a play set up in the park. We created monologues and duologues based on different areas within the park, and it's called Queer Codes. So with that, we created exhibits with QR codes on them and dotted them around the park to where the monologues and duologues were filmed. So myself and my dad went in on Saturday morning, set them all up, and it was just really exciting. And later on in the afternoon, I got a text from somebody saying they couldn't find the codes, couldn't find them. So I said, I'll go and check, and found out that there was 3 were stolen, 2 were damaged, and 1 was thrown in a bush across the park away from where it was installed, and 3 remained. So it was very, very disheartening and very, very sad, and it made me really angry. And I was very surprised, you know, that this happened in my city. And it's just such a wonderful event, Cork Pride, and it lifts everybody's spirits. And I was just so, so sad when I saw that, and frustrated about the months of work that we and myself and my cast have put into it.
Can you restore it now?
Well, yeah, we with expense, really. Cork Pride are going to cover it, but so we reprinted them. Myself and my dad and my partner went and reinstalled them again yesterday. So they're up again, but we're going to have to do that. I feel that we're going to have to do that every day. Just keep an eye on it and replace them, and we will keep going until the end of next weekend. Because it's very important. I think people need to see it.
Absolutely. And, you know, as you said there, you were really surprised to see that happen in Cork. In 2021, we've had so many discussions, you know, around the city about diversity and inclusion. And to see this happening on the opening day of Cork Pride is just, it's quite sad, really, isn't it?
It's very sad. And in a way, you know, since I've kind of posted about it, my friends have come back with actually incidents that has happened to them over the last few days, homophobic incidents and attacks that's happened. So I'm just devastated for them in our community. And acts like this, people don't realise how it affects the community, and for young people who are seeing it, getting excited for Pride because they're just coming out themselves, and then they see this and it makes them really fearful to come out and be themselves, or older people to come out, you know, because they're wondering, will they be fully accepted if the likes of posters can be damaged and exhibits can be damaged, you know?
What kind of thoughts go through your mind when you see something like this happen?
Well, wondering who it is, anger, and then real disappointment and sadness. And as well as that, then I feel sad in a way for the people who have done it, because they have so much hate in their heart for fellow human beings, and that's the thoughts that I have. And I felt that, you know, Ireland has come a long way. We do have a lot more to do in this country. But we've come a long way in the case of LGBTQI rights. But you can see this is why we need Pride. This is why we need it. Because discrimination won't go away.
And I mean, you know, you've said there that we have come a long way, but obviously there's still a long way to go.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. With equal rights for parents, trans healthcare, trans rights. I could go on for ages about what we need to do in this country. Trans healthcare. Loads.
Yeah. So, you know, I suppose like it just goes to show how important an initiative like Pride is then in getting a positive message out there.
Absolutely. And to hear our stories. And this is the reason why we spent months online on Zoom creating these monologues and duologues. And they're written by the performers themselves. And they're written from a real personal aspect. You know, it's their truth. And they're beautiful. They're sad. They're happy. They're just so inspiring. I got lost there.
You're okay. And Sonia, just for anybody who doesn't know, what is Queer Code? What's it all about?
So Queer Code is monologues and duologues and poetry based on different parts of Fitzgerald's Park. So it was inspired by that. I asked our cast to go walk around the park during COVID if it was within their 5K or look at pictures online and figure out what kind of character would be there. And they created stories about body positivity, coming out, this call to arms for Pride, an inspiring story by Eilish O'Carroll about an episode on the bus, loads of things like that is that they're expressing. It's very exciting and very, very interesting. And we have an agony aunt as well that is that gets everything wrong from Kerry.
She would be from Kerry.
Yeah.
And what kind of a reaction have you been getting from the public in general?
Well, the thing is that nobody really saw them on Saturday because we can see how many views we've gotten on YouTube.
Okay.
And not many saw them on Saturday. There was a few more uptake because we had to wait until Sunday afternoon by the time we got all our printing redone. So it was kind of late afternoon. So we've only gotten a couple of hits, really, on it because of that. I mean, we were hoping that the weekend would create a huge buzz because it was full. The park was full both days.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we're after missing out on that now. So we're just relying on public that are going to spend their time during the week. And early next weekend before we take it down.
Okay, and so it's only up for the week then, it's not a kind of a permanent fixture?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, Sonia, listen, thanks so much for joining us on the Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM this morning. That was just terrible. And if anybody is around the Fitzgerald's Park area this week, maybe they could go over and have a look at the Queer Code.
Cork's 96 FM.